A new report from the State Department of Health confirms alarming facts about synthetic drugs that have overwhelmed emergency responders in Anchorage. Researchers with the state's Section of Epidemiology looked at hundreds of medical records from emergency rooms in two Anchorage hospitals during a six-week period this summer. 167 visits were flagged as cases that were likely spice-related. 20% of the patients were admitted multiple times for spice-related medical emergencies. Luisa Castrodale is an epidemiologist with the state and says this is the first systemized review of how spice is impacting emergency rooms in Anchorage.
It's really tricky because there isn't just one code or one standout diagnosis that you could look for. And so just in the process of more systematically look at this, we've kind of created for ourselves some sort of a baseline.
11 different chemical compounds turned up in toxicology screenings when samples were sent to a lab in California. The report notes that the range of compounds is one reason for the array of adverse reactions in users, which run the gamut from unconsciousness to states of severe agitation.
Some of the products that were sampled really had some of the newer, more potent synthetic cannabinoids present in them, and not only present singly, but also blended together. So when we're thinking about spice and the adverse health effects, we're really worried about the unpredictability in these chemicals.
The findings also show that 10 deaths examined, 4 involved synthetic cannabinoids as either a main or contributing factor.